Hi. Thanks, Alan, and everyone for having us. As you can tell, we're all trying to work together to solve a very difficult and very important problem. And I just wanted to come and speak for a few minutes to let you know what NTIA is doing on the contraband cell phone front. NTIA, which is part of the Department of Commerce, serves a variety of functions. First and foremost, we are the president's principal advisor on telecommunications policy. And in that role, my boss, Larry Strickland, who is the NTIA administrator, has made it clear that the administration thinks that contraband cell phone use is intolerable, and we've heard many of these stories over the years, not only in Baltimore and now New Jersey, and that's just intolerable, and that we stand ready to assist federal prisons and law enforcement officials as they search for technological solutions to the problem. And at NTIA, we think we can help in two ways. First, as the manager of federal agency use of radio spectrum, we can approve testing and as well as implementation of several of the technical solutions that we've alluded to in federal prisons. Second, we can test possible telecommunications-based solutions to the problem. Our Institute for Telecommunications Services in Boulder is a world-renowned telecommunications testing facility that recently tested one possible technical approach to the problem, the jamming of cell phone signals. And we did that test both in the lab at Boulder and then proceeded to do a test, which Gary was at and Harley helped administer at the federal prison facility in Cumberland, Maryland. As Admiral Barnett's pointed out, there's lots of issues related to jamming. It's gotten a lot of the press, but it's only one of the possible solutions. Some of the issues related to jamming is a jammer is a very blunt device. So not only does it, if it's effective, cut off the cell phone signal of the prisoner, it cuts off the cell phone signal of first responders and public safety within the prison. And there's also the issue of whether or not how calls outside the prison walls are affected. The test that we did in Boulder and then in Cumberland showed a couple of things. First, the jamming signal was stronger than the cell phone signal when the jammer was on. In other words, the jammer works to jam signals. And that's not surprising to engineers. Jamming technology is well understood and well known to work. Second, and this is probably one of the more significant findings, we discovered in part both by doing the test and working with Bureau of Prisons to create the test and set it up, the test results are idiosyncratic to the particular jammer being tested and the facility. So if you change the jammer that you use, you change where you place the jammer, you put the jammer in buildings with different structural characteristics and propagation factors, it produces different results for different installations at different facilities or at the same facility. Also, we couldn't draw any conclusions about interference with cellular signals outside the jamming zone. And, you know, Cumberland is a prison facility with in a rural area with lots of buffer between the street and the outside prison and the prison facility itself. That's not true at other facilities such as Jessup or other more urban facilities. So the test showed a lot of what we know and what we don't know. I think it also demonstrated how difficult this is in terms of from an installation standpoint if you were going to replicate this prison by prison across the country. As part of, in addition to doing the jamming test, as part of the fiscal 2010 appropriations process, Congress asked us, in coordination with the Bureau of Prisons, the Institute of Justice, and the FCC, to develop a plan to investigate technical solutions to cell phone use in prisons. And we put out a notice of inquiry that discussed briefly three possible groups of technical solutions: jamming devices that jam cell phones, detection devices that detect a cell phone into a very small area. They don't interfere with the call, but tell prison officials that you should search this cell or that cell. And again, that's also technology that only works when the cell phone is on. And third, as Admiral Barnett mentioned, managed access systems that permit calls from certain phones to go through but blocks others. Each of these solutions poses different technical, implementational, operational, and legal issues. And as a first step to formulating the plan that Congress has asked us for, we released a comprehensive notice of inquiry soliciting comments on these technologies and a variety of questions that we posed related to each of them. The comment period just closed this past Friday, and we were very gratified. We got over 40 comments from a wide variety of commenters, manufacturers, prison officials, general public, public safety groups, and we're hopeful that we can draw from those comments as we formulate the plan and make our report to Congress later this year. And I look forward to working with my federal and state colleagues to help craft not one solution, but I think it's going to be multiple solutions in multiple locations in multiple ways to a very vexing problem. Thank you.